Hello, everyone, and welcome to my podcast. Today, we'll be talking about my brand. It's crazy how to look back at your younger self and see how different everything is. If you could go back in time, would you change a part of your life? Are you exactly where you thought you'd be? If not, that's totally okay. Many people resent themselves for not being where they thought they'd see themselves. I'm myself a nostalgic person because I look back and miss the life I had in high school and early college years. I thought I knew where I wanted to be. I was describing who I am, who I wanted to be. I thought I had it all. So I thought. Things change, plans get canceled, and obstacles get in the way. When an inconvenience happens, you brush it off and move forward. Becoming who you are is your own personal brand. You don't need a trademark logo to have a brand. A brand is something that you promote and express. I'm here to tell you about my brand, why I'm here, and what it means to me. My brand is about finding who you are, what you love, and going with it. Make it your life, your hobby, your career, even if it's something small. You may love soap. Your brand can be selling soap and expanding with it. You can make your own soap, make it only with organic products, sell it, and use that money to promote a cause and promote awareness. Anything can be anything. What you love may seem silly or a joke to some, but be confident in what you do. Anything is possible. It took me many years of giving up, failing, and frustration to realize what I love, and I found mine. I started going to college in 2012. I walked in so confidently, knowing my major and where I wanted to do out of a career. I went in thinking psychology was the right path for me. I even declared a minor as a freshman. I wanted to work with the crazies. I wanted to work with criminals who had a psychological problem. I soon started to talk myself out of it along with my family members, saying that it's too hard, it'll take a toll on you, and many other negative things. I then gave up on that and went for a different choice of path. That also didn't work out. I finally needed to take some time and realize what I enjoyed. It took me a while, 22 years to be exact, to find my passion. I knew what I enjoyed, but I never thought to make a career out of it. I have always played sports, watched sports, been involved with sports. I finally discovered my career path and what I wanted to do. Through this course, though, it has taught me many things with my choice of career in sports and social media. Social media plays a huge part in marketing sporting and my personal brand as well. I never put the two together, though. Life and professional and personable use of social media. For example, I never really put that Wikipedia is a professional page. Instagram, Snapchat, Facebook, Twitter also can be used as professional. Let's talk about some social media platforms first. Instagram seems like a very basic social media platform where you just post pictures and videos. The only way you can be professional is becoming an Instagram model. But there's more to that. You can easily network, follow your favorite teams, and just promote your own brand by videos and pictures. Snapchat is another one. Definitely seems like a less professional social media platform, but in reality, it can be very promoting and beneficial for your career. For example, my career and brand is dealing with sports and expressing your love. This is a prime example of promoting my professional and personal brand. I can share updates and share behind the scenes of my job. All sports teams have Snapchat and show its inside videos and behind the scenes exclusives. Facebook is another page where you can do the same things by promoting yourself. Twitter, even though it only has maximum characters, it's easy to promote yourself along with professional use. Many people use this as news, and many people just like to share their thoughts and feelings. Through social media, I'll be able to help and promote my brand and express to my audience what I love and hope that they find themselves, something that they love, and they can expand their brand with as well.